Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
And Corey Majors. Oh, you already said my name.
I did. Do you want me to tell you something?
Tell me something.
If Max Crosby gets traded, the leading odds person on here is still the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because of the Trey Wingo stuff?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'd like to know. Kevin, what is the KNC Masterpiece? What's your explanation of it? Because I've always given my explanation. How do you define KNC Masterpiece?
And I do really like your explanation of when you say just friends at a bar. But yeah, get great sports information and have some fun and laughs along the way.
There you go.
Maybe touch emotions.
What did you just say?
Maybe touch some emotions.
That's what I thought you said. I was just making sure.
Okay.
Yesterday, guys, we saw this. I loved it. And Alec, you brought it up as we were kind of discussing it off air. And this kind of leads me to the first question of the day. And I love that a lot of people are texting in their ideas here. Jahmyr Gibbs dressed up as Jeff Hardy with his girlfriend as Lita, which...
Oh!
That
is factually inaccurate. She attended... But she was with Matt Hardy until she cheated on him with a married person.
And he looks great. Have you seen this yet, Kevin?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna show you a video. This is her as Lita, and that's Jahmyr Gibbs as Jeff Hardy.
Oh man, I like his dance. His dance is really good.
He nailed it, man.
Yeah, and he did a good job.
Man, that dance is phenomenal. That's exactly how Jeff Hardy looks.
I'll admit, Lita may have been one of my first wrestling crushes of ever.
What's missing from that costume then?
Can I say it?
Yeah.
The thong line.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a time when there was a time when showing the thong line was significant. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But they did.
Women, right?
Yeah. I wasn't mad about it.
You're right, Mike. And then they were like, hey, respect us. And I was like, oh, well, don't show me your thong. It's your underwear. Come on. What are we doing here?
Whoa.
Although I can respect you, even though I see your thong. I feel like this has really gotten out of hand.
We probably should have just let them.
877-881-1053.
Mm-hmm.
What is the coolest wrestler to dress up as for Halloween? Halloween's tomorrow.
What?
My kid somehow got a pimp costume.
What?
All right, here's the deal. The other day, Adrian texted me and she was like, would you be okay if your son dressed up for Halloween as a pimp? And I just texted back and said, pimping ain't easy. And
did she ever respond to you?
White.
Oh, did she ever respond and go, that's not an answer?
She just responded seriously.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I responded back and I was like, show me the costume. And it's the ridiculous purple costume you find at Spirit Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got the purple hat.
Hey.
And I said, just let him dress as a pimp. And
I want that as a drop. Also, do you think we should ask Jerry tomorrow if they get royalties?
What are you dressing
off
up
that
for?
Spirit Halloween Cowboys cheerleader costumes? Do they get?
Oh, I bet they don't.
Do they get royalties?
I don't know. We should ask him what he's dressing up at. Because remember, he dressed up as a referee that year, and he was like, "Maybe I shouldn't have done that."
Yeah. Ask him if he'll dress up as a GM.
Dude.
Oh, is that worse than never mind?
So I said, let him dress up as a pimp. And then she texted and said, okay, we got the costume. And I said, hey, quick thought. Does he know what a pimp actually is?
Oh.
And so she explained to him on the drive home
what
a pimp's life is. And he had different thoughts after. And he was like, I was unaware.
Did he have a thought about what it was?
He thought it was cool. He thought being called a pimp was being a cool guy.
I could see how that's been
kind of evolved over time. So
I got it.
I was like, but you need to know You got to put some baby powder on your hand and say, where my bitch is at? You know, like that's what you got to say.
What? What?
That was from a movie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It was Baby Powder from How High.
Okay.
That was Mike Epps, Ice Cube's friend.
It's a different time.
It was a different time. So that was from a movie.
Yeah.
Guys, back to the original question.
Thank God.
Which was, who's the best wrestler to dress up for as Halloween? Dress up as for Halloween. You guys, y'all are the wrestlers I know.
Oh.
I've gotten Stone Cold, Macho Man 100%.
Macho Man is a good one.
Crow Sting is a good one.
See, I would need some time because I could grow out my hair to look like Macho Man. Oh. Whereas just there's nothing there, but it grows. He had the skullet kind of.
So you're telling me it's been possible this whole time?
Just on the sides, in the back. Mm-hmm. But I always thought Undertaker or Kane would be cool. Kane, you could wear a mask if you're not good looking. Or, I mean, even if you are good looking. But like all those old TV shows, they would always be at the masquerade ball for Halloween. And so that would fit into that.
Okay.
I think for me, one that stands out because he always had incredible gear would be Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen so many TikToks of people just nailing the D-Generation X theme, like Triple H, like two guy best friends will be Triple H and Shawn Michaels. They're recreating the stand bit, super kick in the hallway with a random person at a party. I love that. But I think Macho Man would probably be my one seed because of the flamboyant, get the hat and everything, the tassels hanging down from the jacket. Like, it could be so perfect if executed right.
Ultimate Warrior is fun, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of tassel happening there. The 80s and early 90s were the time of tassels men.
I like the idea of Drunk Andre the Giant.
Man, what about...
You just walk around with a keg and just say, like, I'm drinking this.
What if you work that in with a very famous musician and you go as Andre 3000 the Giant?
Oh, man, I like merging things. I'm huge on mergers. Big fan of them.
In your face, Jon Stewart.
It's not what I was talking about, but... somebody said any of the Von Erichs, Speedo only.
Yeah, you got to have the right amount of confidence.
So wear a Speedo?
And I don't and never have.
I understand.
So that wouldn't be for me.
Okay.
But if you've got it going on like that, then yeah. Because all of a sudden, think about it. Your Halloween costume is going to be you showing off some skin for the people.
Yeah.
And like, you'd be like, oh, look at that. Confident fellow right there. And
some people love skin.
Yes.
Some people aren't fans of skin. I understand that.
I'm a fan.
Guys, let's go to the Marlins or not.
Gross.
Let's go to MLB baseball.
Yes.
Ariel Epstein has a screenshot of Derek Jeter on the herd.
Okay.
And below it says Derek Jeter, Fox Sports MLB analyst. And she said Derek Jeter being labeled as just, quote, Fox Sports MLB analyst is dirty. How about 5-time World Series champ, World Series MVP, or 14-time All-Star?
Oh.
Marlins man then chimed in. Don't omit, failed 100% as Marlins president, zero playoffs, losing record every year, decimated team, horrible trades and free agents, liar and being foreign corporation, liar what? About negotiations for season tickets, had all employees walking on eggshells, totally incompetent.
Holy crap.
Do we ever take a guy's post-playing career and apply it to him? Or do we just go, no, Michael Jordan was great despite.
Yeah, see, I
they
think...
They weren't good at everything they touched.
No, I think you're right. It's that. I think it's we just are like, yeah, but that's not... That's not why he's great, so don't worry.
He was great as a player. I watched that. That's what it was.
Yeah. We don't seem to totally... I know people bring it up occasionally, but it doesn't feel like people totally discount Jordan for anything to happen, like, as a player with the Wizards either. So, yeah, that is interesting. Because people don't dump on Wayne Gretzky, and they're like, yeah, why didn't he win a whole bunch of cups as a coach?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think it is that second
And then
one.
You look at some of the great coaches were never great players.
Yes.
And you're like...
A lot of
why?
Them.
Like... Was Phil Jackson a great player?
No.
He was a player?
Yeah.
He just crushes a lot.
true. Man, that's harsh from Marlins, man.
Oh, man, from the 940, Jeter was an overrated player anyway.
Fact.
He's just a guy.
How many MVPs did he win if he's so great? What's that? None? Oh, okay.
Put Michael Young in that lineup.
You've long held that opinion.
Michael Young's great. Guys, I don't know. This is something that I haven't found a real report on this. Found a Reddit post behind something. But Kevin, have you seen the Bengals fan who has, as a season ticket holder, called to cancel his tickets for the next season? And he was asked, do you want cheap tickets or to pay Jamar Chase and T. Higgins?
That's what the ticket person said?
That's what they say that that person replied to him. Bengals fan, yeah, he wanted to cancel his tickets, and they asked him, do you want cheap tickets or do you want to pay these players? So that's where I ask you, is it our duty as fans to think about the salaries of the players? We don't really pay them.
Especially in the NFL, where so much of your money comes from those TV contracts.
And I hate whenever I hear an owner say, you show up and we'll start paying players.
Yes.
Like, that's your job, is to put your job, from my understanding as a fan, is that you are going to put the best product you possibly can out there, and I will show up because of that. You're Barnum and Bailey. You're trying to give me something to show up for.
See, and I always hate, because like Mark Cuban does this a lot. He will say, like, do you know how many years I lost money on the Mavericks? Okay, great. That's only if you don't factor in the value of what you own going up. Mm-hmm. So like, let's say I had a really awesome card and I paid $10,000 for that card. But over the span of 5 years, I spent $1,400 making sure it's nice and the upkeep stays and everything like that. I lost all of this money. In the meantime, my card value has gone from $10,000 to $80,000.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show. We're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't tell me you're losing money. The value of your franchise is going up again and again.
Semantics.
And again. Yeah. And
yeah, like, it's picking stats.
Yeah, you can. Look, man, tomorrow, if there was no salary cap, Jerry Jones could give out $50 million per year for George Pickens and every other player you think the Cowboys could conceivably need to sign, and they would be doing fine financially because of the value of that franchise keeps going up. So I don't know why in the world ticket prices would go up because of that.
I like this from the 616. So if you take the pay the player route and they trade or cut the player, do you get a refund?
That is a great question.
Yeah, my money that I spent, the money I spend on it is because I want to attend to see a show.
Yeah.
You guys, y'all are the ones responsible for keeping me interested in the show, not
right,
me.
Right.
So that's C-Block, ladies and gentlemen.
Very interesting.
All over the place.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, are you losing patience with these NFL teams, and should these squads get a little bit more time? Plus, if you really want more about Max Crosby, next on The Fan.
All-Pro Garrett Bowles and former 49er Mike McGlinchey are the tackles, and on the third play of the game, here's a slant picked off at the 40-yard line. Stumbling forward with the ball is Traquez Bridges.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan as we get closer to Cowboys game day on a Monday. The Cardinals are preparing, as we thought would be the case, Kyler Murray to start against the Cowboys.
Kevin, we have a situation happening up here at the station, and I can totally understand if this is in effect because of the way you've treated Eric in the past.
Oh, yeah.
But poorly. Right now, like Eric brought in a new Tolo. Or maybe an old Tolo. He's been around for a while. He brought him in, showed him around the studio. And then Eric left the studio and left the door open.
Bastard.
He just walked out of here and left the door open. We have the door closed all the time so we don't make so much noise while they're getting prepped and everything. We're trying to take care of those fellas. And Eric Chiafalo just walks out of here not caring about how we treat them. Look at that. Zach Woolchuk, team player. I've always thought, I've always said that about Zach. He's the best one out of all of them.
Oh.
Whenever I say about the people.
Okay.
You know? And
you heard what he said.
And you know what? Bossman Gavin Spittle walks by, opens the door.
We can change this topic.
All right, we're done.
It was going to be about the NFL. We'll see now. Just a reminder to everybody again. Tomorrow, Uncle Julio's 16150 Dallas Parkway got these very cool brand new Tolo tumbler glasses? All right. Is that what we would call them?
Yeah. Well, they're not glasses. They're like mugs.
Yeah.
Coffee. Okay. Not even mugs. They're the travel mugs. So there's steel on the outside. Stainless steel.
Not to dive too much into this, but I guess I just think of glasses also, even if they're not glass. Is that weird?
Like plastic cups?
Yeah, you're sometimes.
Like, yeah, it could be glass.
But as we've established on the show, I do not always have the correct word for things. All right. I'm going to run through some teams on here. I want to see if you think trust is wearing thin with these teams. Let's start with the Atlanta Falcons. It felt like it was set up, and I know Tampa Bay has really taken off, but it kind of felt like it was set up for the Falcons. Michael Penix coming into his own, Bijan Robinson being one of, if not the best player in football.
Yeah, he was becoming running back 1A.
Exactly. Are you losing patience, or do you think the league in general is losing patience with the Falcons? Because they feel like they have been very underwhelming this year.
Underwhelming is a good word. And Drake London's injury didn't help either. Like, that was another guy. You know, I think we all kind of lost patience with Kyle Pitts and just were like, yeah, we'll believe it when we see it. And still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So that was another factor, was we kept getting the, this is the Kyle Pitts season. And that hasn't quite turned out. So, yeah, absolutely losing patience there.
All right, Alec, I want to get you in on this, but I want to include another team that I think kind of similar. Do you feel the same way about the Minnesota Vikings? So I realize J.J. McCarthy has been out, but outside of like one quarter, even when he was there, kind of feels like the Vikings, coming off a monster regular season, have been underwhelming too.
Yeah, I think both is fair, and I think especially so for the Minnesota Vikings, because I thought if anybody was going to turn J.J. McCarthy into an NFL quarterback, it was going to be Kevin O'Connell.
Right.
I did not think he was a first-round player. I did not think he was going to be a winning quarterback in the NFL, but dang it, he went to the perfect situation, right? Best wide receiver in the league, good defense, great defensive coordinator, and a really amazing offensive mind in Kevin O'Connell. I thought that they were going to figure that out. And of course, the injury doesn't help. People are still going to be, well, we haven't seen much of him. But like you said, Kevin, what we did see wasn't great. He had a couple good moments.
And it all got covered up by kind of that quarter and a half, which was awesome.
Spectacular, but the rest of his play did not add up to that. So, yeah, very underwhelming.
I think you probably saw where this list was going. Next on the list, the Dallas Cowboys. Feels like we've given them plenty of time to figure out the new defensive system. They still have all kinds of communication breakdowns. You're 8 games into the year. You've got one more before the bye. You still haven't won back-to-back games. Your defense is in shambles. Do you think patience has worn thin with the Dallas Cowboys?
My patience wore thin in the off season.
Ooh.
Actually, sometime last year.
Settle down just a little bit.
Yeah, you know why. And like that was, it's the offense, they surprised me on opening night. I was like, Kevin, we were there in Oxnard. I saw signs of no life. I was like, this is not going to be good. We watched the whole preseason. Oh my gosh. Because they played with their 7-iron the entire time and no other clubs, they did throw Philadelphia off a little bit and were able to surprise them and everybody else nationally. I think they were hoping to be able to sneak away with a win there. And I was like, okay, maybe this is going to be a little bit different. Their defense since then has just been so horrid.
Yeah.
That I can't believe even that the offense can save it. So yes, my patience has been thin.
And then the last one on my list before I move on to the next part, the New York Giants.
No. They have the bright future of quarterback. You know, what the rest of this season is whatever growth he has. And
how much
hoping
of that growth gets growth.
And hoping Malik Nabers comes back and that duo can be something special.
So how much of that growth gets stifled if who you think is going to be your stud wide receiver and I guess your running back of the future are both not going to be there?
Yeah, it's just, okay, well, then it's just navigate for Jackson Dart. This is a learning season. But the question is Dable. Can he survive that? Another learning season for a quarterback.
Do you think he can?
I don't know. I don't think that they have the patience for it anymore.
Okay.
And they don't have any respect either in the league right now. And I think that's another factor that if you're a GM owner, you're looking at that going, this is bad for us in overall. I haven't lost patience with them just because I'm happy they are where they are because it keeps the Cowboys up a little bit. But I know that the fan base for them probably definitely is.
Do the Houston Texans deserve a little bit more time? This is a team that started off horrendously 0-3, although I know they'll make the argument those losses were by a total of 13 points. Since then, you've won 3 of 4, including beating the Ravens and 49ers without their primary quarterback.
I'll give them some more time.
Okay.
Again, not a lot of people really care about them or think about them that much because it's Houston.
Right.
But last year, we expected a lot.
Yes.
So that what happened is my expectation dropped so much on them.
Okay.
That it's a, when you prove it to me, I'll believe it.
Okay.
Very much like Kyle Pitts. I have no standard for you right now.
Right.
And so their wins, until they get to like their 5 games over .500, then I'll start paying attention again.
You know what? You were talking about teams that nobody cares about. I feel like this team is really high up on that list. Do the Carolina Panthers deserve a little bit more time? The Carolina Panthers are surprisingly 4-4. We talked about it. They were 4-3, and it was the latest in the season. They've been above 500 in, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Bryce Young continues to show flashes as well as other plays where you're like, I don't know what the hell that was. And then they just got absolutely hammered by the Bills.
Alec, are you seeing what I'm seeing on Twitter right now?
Let me look.
Kevin, I'll get back to your...
Oh, okay.
DeMarvion Overshown just left practice with the training staff. John Machota said didn't seem like anything serious, but he did leave practice with the training staff.
You could see how that would cause alarm.
It's creating a stir, if you will, that Nick Harris and John Machota have now reported that. And that's just all I'm saying is... It's a little bit of a stir in my emotions because there's a lot hinging on this.
Because he's the Anthony Davis of your team, right? In terms of, we've talked about him for so long. His ability is freaking incredible, and he could change how a lot of your defense can go. I know Anthony Davis can score a lot of points as well. But you keep waiting for him to be healthy. And every time you think it's going to happen,
it doesn't.
Like I said,
Like
when we were talking about with Carter a little bit earlier of like if they have Elko on Fan University, which I'm sure they will on Saturday, is you just as an A&M fan, you wait for the rug to get pulled out from underneath you. Like whether you're waiting for Anthony Davis or DeMarvion Overshown, unfortunately, does it not kind of feel like the further along you get in the process, the worse fans fall is?
It could be anything. He might have had to go to the restroom. Forgot to go before practice and he has to go, or maybe the knee brace he has needs a little tweak to it.
Yes.
Just
did you know it's mostly decorative?
But
I don't know if you
I did hear that. But Kevin, it is like when you see this, your first thought is, oh no. So
yes.
I'll leave it at that. When it comes to the Panthers, I think they're very below the Texans on my expectations list. Okay. I expect Bryce Young and Tet to continue developing a relationship and building on that. I do. But I'll never run out of patience for them because my care about them is very low.
What about the 49ers and the Ravens? Now, I know there are different scenarios in terms of they've both been through injuries, but the 49ers have done a really good job keeping their head above water while the Ravens haven't. But then again, in their garbage division, does that even matter?
The Ravens, I guess, because those are two teams that have been on the cusp. Like, yes. That's where the patience is y'all aren't supposed to be this bad or be in this position right. if you're still that kind of contender. But I think getting Brock Purdy back will change a lot of people's opinion. It'll make them, but they still have a lot of other injuries they're dealing with.
Yeah, that team has had a plethora of like star injuries, not just injuries, but like big time player injuries. All right, let me ask you this. Ravens play the Dolphins tonight. I don't feel like any of us particularly hold the Dolphins this year in high esteem. Let's say Lamar Jackson comes back, looks phenomenal. He's just clicking on all cylinders and they lose 38-35. You done?
With the Ravens? Because I was already done with the Dolphins.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm almost there, dude. I really am almost there because you keep bringing up like their favorites to win their division. I'm like,
which is crazy. What are you talking about right now? They are, though.
What are you talking about? Aaron Rodgers is in that division. You're not seeing him stand with his hands on his hips, observing plays.
What? Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, Alec? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
There are certain plays. There was the tush push play.
Yep.
He didn't even line up under center. He just stood in the backfield with his hands on his hips and watched them do it as a direct snap to the tight end. He was like, "I'm not getting involved in that. You know, I could get hurt."
Okay.
Watch next time you watch Aaron Rodgers. Okay. How many times he just stands there with his in power position with his hands on his hips?
All right. Okay.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I like that. So let's say they do lose tonight. Over?
Done.
Okay. Okay. I accept. And then...
They're saying it was something with DeMarvion Overshown's hand or finger, according to Joseph Hoyt.
Okay. Here's the thing.
And it doesn't sound too serious.
See, but that's what they say. But the human body, when it comes to sports, is tricky. Because you'll hear this thing when, like, oh, somebody hurt their neck. And you're like, oh, dear God. And they're like, they might play in the next game. Or you saw Drinkwitz. The Missouri quarterback looked like he got turned into a pretzel. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, he'll be okay. He might play at the end of the season.
Looks
and you're
like a cramp.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what?
Uh-huh.
And then somebody's like ring finger. Well, something will happen. And they're like, he's out 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So the human body, when it comes to sports, the size of the body part is not necessarily equivalent with how much time they're going to miss. So they say it's going to be fine. But man, you hear goofy stuff like this all the time. It's like, oh, you chipped this part of your finger. He's out a month.
Yeah. Good point.
So I remain concerned. I know we're not doing level of concern, but if we were very high on Overshown's injury status.
The practice report will tell us more later today, according to Nick Harris.
As long as John Harbaugh's not putting it together.
Yeah.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Cooper Flagg on the attack and all the way. The forceful attack is finished.
KNC masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, and I had a question for all you fine fellas.
Nice.
Now, Jim Irsay's kids are selling his memorabilia. It's going up for auction with some of the proceeds going to charity, which is super neat. Now, Jim Irsay, who...
Guitars.
Yes.
Like empty prescription bottles and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, I was going to say, on, man. Unfortunately, Jim Irsay is known to sometimes lie, or was. He said he was once offered more than $1 billion for all of his memorabilia. But I have many options for you. Tell me which one thing would most interest you. Would it be a guitar owned by Paul McCartney?
Hmm.
A guitar from Jimi Hendrix or Prince, Kurt Cobain, Eric Clapton, also Muhammad Ali's Rumble in the Jungle championship belt or the saddle used for Secretariat's Triple Crown run or a copy of the Declaration of Independence from the 1800s.
Damn.
It's not the original, but it's more.
No, they made copies for all the states, right?
Yeah, and it's more than 200 years old.
I think the championship belt.
From Muhammad Ali.
It would be the coolest. What was the thing after that?
The saddle from
the
Secretariat.
Yeah.
That would be
something
cool.
That I could wear, you know?
Okay. Would you show just up have for the Champus here to play every time you go in somewhere?
Yeah, I could definitely see myself showing up for tailgates with that on.
Oh, yeah. If you were ever able to achieve that dream, I will follow you around playing that song whenever you enter a building.
I love it.
Hype, man.
Hell yeah.
And I would also, I think the saddle would be a great flex, like on a trail ride.
Oh. You know? So you want to like actively use all of these things.
Yes.
So the Declaration of Independence, would that be tough, or would you walk around and be like, it's not what it says right here, Jack?
Where's Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
I would have everybody. I'd be worried I'd lose that. You know?
Okay.
I'd have to put it up for auction almost immediately.
Okay.
To get
Whereas
the value.
The saddle, you're like, hey. We'll just wear it out.
We're going to get utility out of this.
Okay. What about the rest of you gentlemen?
Give me Hendrix guitar.
Yeah, I can see that. Say,
with the caveat, is this his original one? Because his father bought him one in a pawn shop, his original one, and it's a right-handed guitar, and Hendrix is left-handed, and he flipped it upside down to play
That's
it.
Incredible.
Would you want that one?
I said yes, Heggy. I want that one.
Would you want this?
Or There's more.
Dawson already took the damn saddle, so I'm going to take
the championship belt. He got two for one.
How did Dawson get two?
The one, he didn't. He only gets one.
I thought you got both.
I'm just indulging him. Woodstock guitar. Would you want the first Jimi Hendrix one or the Woodstock guitar?
Does that come with drugs?
I'll go with the Woodstock.
Yeah, it comes with what's taped.
People don't realize it, but you can put your weed in there.
You can stuff it.
That's true.
You know what's funny? I take the first guitar of Hendrix.
Okay.
The first one.
Okay.
I think it was
Stratocaster. Shots fired to Paul McCartney.
I'm still around.
Yeah.
Still playing.
I have other guitars.
I can get other guitars out of this. Yeah.
Wow, he's workshopping a limited fake Paul McCartney.
I'm trying. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's not bad. There's a little Lee Steinberg in that, though.
Little Lee.
Oh, I forgot my pass.
Where's my pass?
Where's my pass?
You need to be clinking
did you guys,
the ice on your Diet Coke you're also doing that.
Did you guys interview me? I can't remember.
His Lee Steinberg's my favorite.
Oh, Lee.
Eric Clapton? Can we just go with Clapton?
Clapton would be fantastic. I mean, the Prince guitar, I think, would also be sick.
Yeah. Just act like I can play You Look Wonderful Tonight on it?
Would you feel... that you needed to learn how to play to honor the guitar?
Yeah, I would. Or I would give it to my brothers and let them tear it up because they're actually legit.
They're musical talents.
They'd be pretty excited about it.
Okay. I mean, sure. I hope that would buy them out of presents until the end of time.
Yeah.
Them, any kids, any other people involved in the family, you're like, you get this guitar.
How about you just have so much money you buy all the guitars and just like in your band and now every set, like every different song you... pull out that guitar to play.
That's probably what Jim was doing.
Yeah.
It kind of does sound like that, doesn't it?
Epic jam sessions.
Man.
I mean, who offered him a bill, though? That had to be Paul Allen, who was a big Hendrix fan.
Oh, yeah.
Co-founder of Microsoft.
Supposedly it was for the, like, everything he had.
Yeah.
So
and Jim Irsay was cross-faded when he said it.
You know.
So you can only take it.
You never
so
know seriously.
That.
Oh, Jim.
I can't.
Whoa, Jim.
I'll tell you what,
you can't
man.
Deny that.
I'd like to have his daughter as our general manager right now. She's doing a hell of a job.
And right. Defensive you know, that, coordinator, maybe.
That team is, what, 8-1?
7-1, yeah.
7-1. She's doing a hell of a job on the sidelines.
The recitation of Daniel Jones's career, too, has been quite remarkable.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Chris
Steichen.
Ballard thought he was going to get fired. There's another one. There's another guy that was like one more year of just being okay.
Yeah.
And now you're out.
Think about the risk he took, too. He's like, Daniel Jones, this is the only thing that can save us now.
Well, he's going to compete with Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm
then
saying.
We're going to realize,
yeah,
man,
and Anthony Richardson's
going to
win until he breaks his eyeball in a resistance band.
That's a crazy one.
That's a real thing that happened. All right, we brought this up earlier. What is your all-time, if you enjoy the genre, favorite horror movie?
Don't really enjoy the genre. Does American Psycho count?
Sure.
Does that count?
Not exactly, but since you don't enjoy the genre, sure.
Yeah.
But like, because we were talking about it, I know a lot of people put Jaws in there.
Jaws, okay.
And I don't.
Suspense.
I think of it more like that.
I think Jaws became a really scary movie when the shark kept breaking down and they knew that they couldn't use it in the film.
Yes.
And so like Spielberg says, you know what? Maybe if we just play really creepy music and show it from the shark's perspective, we can make this even a better movie.
Let's talk about that.
He was right.
Just a second.
Bruce the Shark was not usable very much in that movie.
Have you ever heard Spielberg's reaction to that music at first?
Oh, yeah.
He thought it was dumb.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Oh,
no, that's what John Williams said. Yeah. He said when he played it for him, Spielberg was like, no, seriously.
No,
what are you going to do?
That's the scariest part of the show when the shark is looking up at people swimming around.
Yeah. So how long did it take for him to come around on the...
Well, so the first time he saw the temp track with the rough cut of the movie, he goes, oh.
I get it now.
Okay.
I'm stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
He
bought in pretty quick.
Yeah. So he was like hesitant, but then when he saw it together, he was like, oh, holy crap.
It all ties in together.
This is going to be pretty genius.
I guess if I have to go true horror, I would go with The Ring.
Man, people were screaming out loud when I saw that movie in the theater at the very end.
The sequel sucked.
And it's true because they're like, let's do something totally different.
Yeah, the first one was good. The Conjuring, the original. I mean, The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2 are both really good.
Yeah.
That is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
The Conjuring?
I just didn't like it.
Okay.
It is the scariest.
You. Insidious. Yeah. Sinister, I think, is probably the one that stood with me the most, though.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
Ethan Hawke.
Okay, I have seen that with the videotape.
Yes. And
that
is
a good one.
And what about Get Out? Does Get Out fit in this?
See, I would think Get Out would be another suspense, but I'm not going to like argue with you.
You can argue.
No, that's a fantastic movie.
He wants to go home. You don't want to argue.
He's clock watching right now.
No.
He's trying to get this thing another 2 minutes down the line so he can say goodbye.
Get out.
What's coming up on the show today?
Okay.
Pure gold as always.
So Trick or Treat?
I never saw that movie.
The movie came out about, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago. That movie is really, really
Peggy,
good.
Did you just come up with that number 18 in real
life? No, I think it came out in 2007.
Let's look that up.
I take back everything I said. Saw the first Saw.
Yeah.
The first Saw.
Yeah.
Trick or Treat came out in 2007, which is how many years ago, Broadus?
18.
Boom!
Good job, Heggy.
The first Saw is really good. I don't know why I never watched the rest of them. Because I really liked...
Well, it basically became Hostel. Did you ever see Hostel?
Like, yes.
Super just like disgusting gory. And gory. And
she gets thrown into the pit
of needles. You guys
ever
see The Exorcist?
What? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about Linda Blair's fantastic.
That's what I'm saying. Like 1973?
Like, you can laugh at The Exorcist now.
I don't know, certain parts of that are...
Yeah. What about, have y'all ever seen the Terrifier movies? Because I've heard they're scary as hell with
Art the Clown. But no, I haven't seen them.
Okay, because I've heard they're like maybe too gross to watch. I know Alec kind of feels that way.
Clown shows?
Yeah, but I've heard they're really good.
It was good. I thought both were good. The original and then the remake.
I love the original. I really like the first one of the new one.
The sequel wasn't good.
The ending to it is stupid.
Okay, Corey, you said you saw Welcome to Derry, the first episode.
Yep.
What'd you think?
I liked it so far.
Holy crap! I don't know where it's going.
Did you ever read the book?
Okay. But I am definitely like, what are we doing?
In the book, there are like six other short stories that are different time periods.
Okay.
So they're just kind of using those and kind of adapting it to this a little bit. So I'm interested because I know where it's going. But the other aspect of it is there's other, you know, homages to the Dark Tower already. So like, if you're a Stephen King fan, you're going to be invested in this.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a good episode. I was definitely like, what?
That was terrifying. Being in that car? Yeah. No.
Oh, no. I didn't think it was real, like what was going on. I thought maybe this kid was dreaming, but no.
Nope, not a dream. It's Derry.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, my.
Have you ever seen The Hills Have Thighs?
No.
Is it a corn movie? It's not particularly related to...
That's an adult
It's a different
film.
Kind of chicken thighs. Movie.
Yeah, it's...
The Witch's Breastwick.
Yeah, it's a different kind of horror movie.
That's mm-hmm. right. What Children of the Corn?
Emphasis yes, the I horror. Just saw that for the first time like a month ago. That movie is scary.
Good. Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We have a couple of guests here. It's a Jake Ferguson Thursday, 5:35, and Bobby Carella is going to join us, talk Mavs at 3:20.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. In your face, brought us. We took 3 minutes. Remember, tomorrow we'll be at Uncle Julio's off of Dallas Parkway. Tomorrow, if you want to see us, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's 3 minutes you've done in the last 4 hours, Haggy.
We'll try to get better tomorrow. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Uncle Julio's on 105.3 The Fan.
Say horror, Kevin.
Horror.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.